When the coronavirus outlook got scary and hairy in mid-March, Washington Governor Jay Inslee recruited an outsider to join his crisis management team. He convinced a retired vice admiral to temporarily move cross-country to serve as Washington's COVID-19 hospital czar. Dr. Raquel Bono says she's now cautiously optimistic the state's healthcare system can handle a surge of ill patients. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has her profile.
Vice Admiral Raquel Bono was 6 months into retirement after a long career in military medicine and healthcare administration. She was at home in Alexandria, Virginia, in mid-March, watching the coronavirus outbreak unfold.
I was like, oh, I know what we need to do here. And on the other hand, I was relieved that I was not in charge of that military health system.
Then her cell phone started buzzing with texts and calls. It was Washington State's governor's office on the line looking for someone to take charge of hospital surge capacity. It wasn't long before Governor Jay Inslee himself dialed the trained Navy surgeon to close the deal.
I asked the governor, I said, sir, when do you want me? And he says, well, if I had my way, I'd ask you to pack a small bag now. And that was, I think, Friday mid-morning. And then I was on a plane on Sunday, and I started the following Monday.
Governor Inslee's chief of staff, David Postman, says the whirlwind cross-country recruitment stemmed from a realization that the state needed a hospital czar. It had to be someone who could command power and respect to coordinate disparate hospitals and long-term care companies, testing sites, and possible field hospitals.
But it just became very clear that it was just a massive endeavor to try to manage our hospital system sort of as a piece. You know, they're all independent operators.
The retired Vice Admiral Inslee enlisted for this health system czar role is an outsider. Dr. Bono has never lived in the Pacific Northwest before. She didn't know her new state government co-workers or many of the hospital CEOs she would be dealing with. Bono says her military experience helped.
I think my training as a trauma surgeon has really taught me that remaining calm in all types of crises is the first order of business. But being in the military, I think what that has taught me is that there is an orderly way that you can approach most problems and create a series of solution sets.
Bono says in her new role, she works closely with the State Emergency Operations Center and the State Department of Health to evaluate what hospital capacity is needed and then to marshal resources to meet it. Bono says she's cautiously optimistic after her first 2 weeks on the job.
As we're looking at what the modeling shows and what our original or our current numbers for capacity show, we feel that collectively across the state that we have enough beds to take care of those patients that we are projecting may need hospitalization. Reassuringly, we also appear to have the right number of ventilators.
Washington State Hospital Association leadership met with Dr. Bono on her first day on the job and have talked with her often since. Hospital Association President Cassie Sauer says Bono made a good first impression and then made some hard asks, improving data reporting for one. Returning ventilators to the national stockpile for use by harder-hit states was another, and most recently, to conserve personal protective equipment.
If she's directing, we will follow, because she's excellent at getting input from a broad variety of people, synthesizing that information, and then setting a course that we can believe in.
Sauer and some folks in the governor's office have gotten comfortable enough with the new czar on the block to address the retired vice admiral by her nickname, Rocky.
When most people hear that Rocky Bono is coming, if they've never met me, I tend to surprise them when I walk through the door. I don't think I'm the prototype for a Rocky.
Says the friendly 63-year-old Filipino-American mother of three. When her husband or daughters ask when Bono plans to return home to the East Coast, she says her answer is, I'm here for the duration, whatever that is. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.